Hi, welcome to Vyschool once again. We are on chapter 4. In this chapter, we are going to understand the concepts of risk and risk management. Chapter 1, evolution. Chapter 2, concepts and principles. And in the chapter 3, insurance business environment. Now we are diving more deeper into insurance business. And here we are going to understand the finer details of what is risk and what is risk management. The basic objectives of this chapter is to understand the concepts of risk and learn the technicalities of risk management, which will help you to optimally use the insurance as a financial tool for reducing the financial impact on unforeseen events. Insurance as a tool can be used by individuals as well as the corporates. The ultimate objective is to reduce the financial impact of unforeseen events. So friends, let us first understand what is risk. Risk is faced by us in every moment of our life. Do we know what is the meaning of risk and how to minimize the bad consequences of risk? We'll learn all this in this chapter. Risk creates the possibility of a loss due to some event happening or not happening as desired. And hence it is essential to know the factors that cause the risk as well as the methods which can be used to eliminate, transfer or mitigate risk. If we have to use any method individually, it will cost more than a group of people coming together to tackle the risk. And hence this group of people come together as a pool of people, and when they all are grouped to tackle a particular risk, such method of pooling of risk are more efficient in insurance business. So pooling of risk can be done in a much better way with the insurance. Now let us understand the concept of risk. Risk is central to the study of insurance. Without risk, we cannot actually sell insurance, and it is essential to know that concept of risk before we step into the vast horizon of insurance. When we talk of risk in terms of insurance, we avoid situations where there is no likelihood of loss. So it becomes useless to discuss insurance when there is no risk, and hence insurance will be discussed wherever there is risk. Since uncertainty of loss abounds most of the activities, we try to find the likelihood that some event will or will not take place. Only then we can ascertain the risk. Once we understand the basic concept of risk, the next immediate aspect to be understood about risk is the scope of risk. The insurer issues policy to the insured based on the identification of risk, and the insured can claim compensation for loss only against the risk mentioned in the policy, and this brings out very high level of clarity as to what would be the scope of risk. The scope of risk would be specifically based on the events that are mentioned, the insured risks that are mentioned in the policy document. Insurer is not obliged to compensate the loss caused by the peril which is not insured, which is not mentioned in the policy document. Insurer will be liable to compensate the loss during the subsistence of the insurance policy, which means the policyholder has to pay the insurance to keep the policy alive, and hence the scope of the risk is clearly defined in the insurance policy and is binding on both the insured and the insurer. So this fact has to be noted, that the scope is not only based on the insured, but it is binding on both the insured as well as the insurer. After understanding the concept and the scope, let us now understand what are the elements of risk. Risk depends upon various elements of the events happening sooner or later. However, the severity and frequency of the happening or not happening of the event will define the magnitude of the loss. How big the impact can be is entirely based on the severity and frequency. If the event is happening again and again, then the magnitude will definitely be higher. The perils which cause the loss, or the contingency and the hazards which increase the severity of loss, needs to be identified first before accepting the proposal for insurance. and that gives the advantage for the insurer to decide what type of risk he can accept and what can be the magnitude of loss he would be willing to compensate. Insurance risk is classified into standard and substandard, which enables the insurer to decide what risks are to be accepted at normal rates, that is the standard risk, and what risks are to be accepted at the higher premium, that is substandard risk. In fact, the insurer can also decide upon what risk cannot be accepted, will not be accepted, and this can be defined as deniable risk. Now let us understand what are the factors that are affecting the risk. It is important to know about the factors which cause or contribute towards the occurrence of loss or extent of loss. The insurer has to assess various factors affecting the risk based on the type of insurance cover provided. In the case of life insurance, the factors affecting the longevity of the person will be very important to assess the risk. In the case of property insurance, the nature of property and its exposure to danger can be considered an important factor. In case of marine insurance, the voyage and its nature can be considered as an important factor. So by this you will come to, we have already understood that based on the type of insurance, there can be specific factors impacting the risk. Now, when we talk in terms of life insurance, we have specific factors. Let us see which factor can impact life insurance and how it will impact. The first factor that can impact life insurance is the age. Age is an incredibly important factor to affect the mortality. Like it is believed that except for the few years of childhood where the mortality rate may be high, the rate of mortality increases as the age increases. So which means mortality rate is lower, the risk is lower at a younger age than at a higher age. Except for a few years of the childhood, especially the newborn, where the premium is high, because the risk is high, the premium is determined every year of completion of age. The next important factor impacting the life insurance is the physique of the proposed life, how strong he is physically, that is determined on the basis of his height, weight, distribution of weight, as well as the chest expansion. The relationship between them are the basic determinants of mortality rate. For example, a person with a strong physique will definitely have a higher longevity than a person who has a weak physique. The next important factor is physical conditions. The physical conditions of the proposed life, example, the sight, the hearing, the heart, the arteries, the lungs, the tonsils, teeth, kidney, every organ of the body. Which organ is good, which organ is bad, that will decide the physical condition of the person. And here, the experts can give a proper opinion based on the medical reports. The experts in the field can assess the longevity or mortality of a person due to the impairment of certain organs. Next important factor is the family history. We have seen certain diseases are passed on from generation to generation, and here the family history becomes very important to know. Family history inquires about the information of habit, the health, the occupation, insurance of parents, brothers, sisters, as well as family members. This becomes a very important factor for the insurance company to understand which part of this family history can impact the insurance. The next important factor is personal history. Personal history will have health record, past habits, previous occupation, insurance history can reveal vital details of the proposed life. If you have a history of any kind of chronic disease or other potential health problems, it makes you a target of higher risk for the insurance company, resulting in higher premium rates. Next important factor is the occupation. Occupation can be good table and desk, or it can be adventurous. It can have hazardous nature seriously affecting the risk. For example, exposure to chemical environment can poison the body organs. Similarly, residence also plays an important part. A residence in a polluted area will create higher risk because of the polluted chemicals entering your body, whereas risk will be lesser in a good climate. The geographic location, atmosphere, political stability, climate, construction of house, etc. are important factors in deciding risk due to residence. The present habits also impact your life insurance. Present habits, including your bad habits like drinking, smoking, gambling, can pose serious threats to life. Similarly, good habits tend to increase the longevity of the person. So this is how your present habits can also impact. Next important factor is the morals. Morality is improved with living life ethically and following the moral standards. Unethical conduct is considered to be a moral hazard. Insurance is generally not given to dishonest persons. Next important factor is your nationality. Countries near to the equator have more mortality because the climate and the way of life in a country affects the health condition of the people.
Various factors that affect risk in the case of life insurance can also include sex as well as economic status. When we talk about sex impacting life insurance policy, when we talk about mortality, mortality amongst the female sex is generally higher than that of the male sex because of the physical hazard of maternity is present in the former case. So based on case to case, insurance company will also consider this factor while assessing the risk in case of life insurance. Likewise, economic status can also be an important factor in case of life insurance. Once again, generally, higher economic status, better education, and professional consciousness increase mortality and provides a better field of insurance. The chances of death of economic reasons is generally lower in case of higher state of society, and hence this factor can also be very useful in assessing the risk in case of life insurance policy.
Defense services. Sometimes restricted clauses are imposed on persons engaged in activities that are considered as hazardous. Plan of insurance. Certain plans involves more responsibility to insure for at death, and hence these plans are restricted only first class lives. So friends, these factors can affect life insurance in different ways, and when the underwriting is happening, insurance companies gather information through questionnaires, through the information that is provided by the applicant in the proposal form, and based on that it tries to arrive at risks that are involved before actually accepting risk and issuing a life insurance policies. Now if you have to take specific examples, in property insurance, the element of risk can be nature of property, character, constitution, area, situation, exposure to outside dangers, use and habits of the assured, title to the property. In case of marine insurance, the element of risk due to voyage can be nature of voyage, route of voyage, winds and storm in the locality, danger of wars, pirates, mutiny of the crew. So these are specifically based on the marine conditions in which the ship is going. Now, in the previous slides, we saw various factors which can impact the insurance are based on the information that is provided by the applicant or certain information that is gathered by the insurance company. So, what are the sources of risk information? Information on the factors affecting risk is collected before it can be evaluated to determine the degree of risk. And such information can be collected from various sources like proposal form, medical examiner reports, agent's report, inspection report, etc. Let us see what type of information is provided by each of this document. Firstly, proposal form. When you talk about proposal form, it can be in two parts. In the first part, the proposer is required to disclose all material facts in the proposal form truly and fully. Questions pertaining to home, address, terms of insurance, sums to be assured, mode of premium payment, date of birth, object of insurance, name of nominee, previous insurance history, etc. are covered in the application form, which forms the first part of the proposal form. In the second part, called the personal statement, family history of father, mother, brother, sister, in connection with their health and illness, and questions about bodily impairments, bodily impairments, habits, operations, etc. can be covered. The proposal form gives major information to assess and evaluate risk. So both these forms are very important for the insurance company to study and gather information for underwriting. The next important information can be obtained from medical examiner's reports. This is where a medical examiner provides his expertise to actually examine the prospect and bring out whatever reports that are based on the actual examination. The main object of the medical examiner's report is to identify the applicant by capturing age, general health, habit, deformity, etc. in the medical report. The medical report also makes the doctor's observations on the height, weight, condition of teeth, gums, ear, heart, digestive tract and various other body parts, which will help the insurer to get an expert advice on the actual body or the body organs of the prospect, which can put some risk on him or his life. Next important information can be gathered from the agent's report. Agent has to balance his act of acquiring the proposal as well as disclosing details. So he has to act as an agent for the insurance company as well as a help for the prospect to fill in the information and to maintain his business. And hence he has to make a balancing act of acquiring the proposal as well as disclosing details about the life of the assured with important information like sum assured, acquaintances with the proposer, occupation of the proposer, general health, as well as social position of the proposer. And the fourth type of document which can be useful for gathering information is the inspection report. Now, here the inspection report is not always required in all cases, but in some cases, the insurers can sometimes arrange a secret investigation by their own staff to verify the details mentioned in the proposal form. The inspecting staff may interview the applicant's neighbors, friends, physicians, bankers, employers, etc. to gather a frank and fair information for evaluating the risk. Such an investigation is done when the assured amount is large and the applicant have some peculiar habits. So once we have all this information from these different sources, then the next step is to measure the risk. The insurer fixes the cost, which is also called as a premium to be charged on a particular risk. And this risk can be assessed based on the information that is gathered by the insurer. The cost includes all expenses of business plus small profit margin also. Insurer can use various methods to first quantify the risk before fixing the premium. Now let us understand the different methods of measuring risk. In the case of a single factor, the individual decisions of experienced person is enough, especially in the medical, actual underwriting and other departments are considered for acceptance or rejection. But whenever large number of factors are involved and they enter into composition of risk, then we have a very unique method which we call it as numerical rating system. Based on the rate received, the underwriter may apply appropriate policy terms and conditions, and it is the role of the actuary to determine the appropriate PM based on the mortality rates. So this is how the underwriter and actuary combine together for deciding on the premium rates. Now, mortality table, as we saw, is a very useful tool for determining what is the risk level. Mortality tables have been used by actuaries to measure the probability of death occurring within a defined period of time. Based on the different age, we can have different numbers to decide what rate of death can happen at a particular age. Probability of death is low in the earlier stages because the prospects are younger and the diseases are lesser. However, as age increases, the probability of death increases because of the increasing diseases that catch up with the rise in the age. The source of mortality construction can be obtained from population statistics and records of the life insurers. Now let us understand the risk management techniques applied by different types of entities, whether it is individual or a corporate. Individual risk management refers to identification of peer risk faced by an individual or family and to the selection of most appropriate technique for treating such risk. We have seen risk mitigation, we have seen risk transfer, we have seen risk retention. So these different techniques can be used by individuals for managing the risk. Especially in life insurance, how is the risk management done? The questions on proposal form and other reports are used to uncover the warranties and representations necessary for underwriting process. So the prospect is clear about what conditions has to be followed. The policyholders has to implement those conditions, and once he implements those conditions, the level of risk will automatically be controlled. The proposed insured is classified into standard risk, substandard risk, and declined risk based on the information that is gathered and based on the premium is set. In case of home insurance, the comprehensive home insurance policies covers risk against the fire, arid perils, burglary, as well as robbery of jewelry, domestic appliances, electronic equipment, etc. Home insurance coverage consists of a replacement cost. Now, this is something unique. When we say replacement cost, it will, the compensation amount will help you to procure the same asset at the market value of the house. So you will be happy to enjoy the same asset as it was before the loss had happened. Risk management of vehicle owners. Now, risk management is primarily focusing on providing protection against the losses incurred as a result of traffic accidents, against liabilities that will be incurred because of accidents. The premium depends upon the expected cost of future claims. That is obviously based on the profile of the driver, how prone he is to accidents, the car characteristics, when it gets breakdown, is it going to get breakdown easily, as well as the usage of car, how frequently the car is going to be used. So all these factors are actually deciding the premiums that is going to be charged in case of a car insurance. Now, let us see how commercial properties risk is managed. The intent of the insurer is to indemnify the insured. Now, in this case, when it comes to commercial properties, the business people are more careful, more aware of protecting the assets and getting the assets insured than the individuals. Insurers generally offer replacement costs so that the assets destroyed can be regenerated as new. The insured will have to bear some portion of loss before the insurer is obligated to make any payment. This is like a small margin the insurer is also supposed to bear, so that makes him more responsible and take care of the assets. How is the risk managed in case of workers' compensation? Organization, relationship, and methods of communication play an important role in risk management. Whenever workers are insured, the major objective of the risk manager would be to get reasonable compensation for the workers and prevent injuries and illness of the workers. So this is in fact a welfare measure to take and care and nurture the workers so that the organization will keep on growing. Finally, there are factors affecting individual demand for insurers. On what basis individuals will go for insurance? Individual demand for insurance depends upon various factors. Some of them can be the cost of the insurance vis-a-vis other products. If the individual feels that the insurer's calculation of risk and expected loss is better than his own, he will opt for an insurance cover. Insurance demand is positively correlated with the income and wealth. Higher the income, he may go for a higher insurance. Good social programs by the government lower the demand for private insurers. If the government is proactive, takes care of all the insurance, automatically no one will go to the private insurers. So these are the different factors that can affect the individual demand for the insurers. And finally, risk management by the corporates. As I said before, corporates are more cautious to cover the business losses rather than the individuals. Risk management by business firms differs substantially from risk aversion by individuals. Business insurance will always focus on efficient method of purchasing, claims processing, and loss control services. The main objective of purchasing the insurance will be to reduce the expected cost of financial losses. Because once this cost is controlled, you can use that money which otherwise would have been lost in actually replenishing your lost assets in the business, and that can result in growth in business. This reduces the likelihood of raising costly external capital for new replacement projects, because the assets that are acquired, the cost keeps on rising, and if you are going to often replace it on your own, then obviously you will have to bear higher chunk of debits to your profit and loss. It can reduce the expected tax payment, it can reduce the likelihood of financial distress, and also improve the terms at which the firm will be able to contract with other claimants such as the employees, suppliers, lenders, and customers. So it becomes a win-win situation for the corporates and that's why they are more conscious in having adequate insurance for all the assets that are deployed for running their business. And this is in direct comparison to the risk aversion by individuals. Individuals may not be that literate in buying an insurance cover than the business owners. Thank you.